Welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Kevin.
And we're back.
We are back. Like, so much happening. We almost didn't have time to do this.
Almost, but we're going to make it happen because Elvis Week is days away.
Do you see me sweating? Because I'm like starting to panic.
Well, and on top of, you know, us being busy for Elvis Week, we forgot to mention that a big part of the Elvis experience here at Graceland is opening during Elvis Week.
Yes, that's why we're sweating, because there are
new
things debuting during Elvis Week in addition to Elvis Week.
So as part of the tour, when you guys come to Graceland and you take the tour on the new iPad, after you tour the mansion, you will be able to go to the new Archives Studio.
Yes,
which is going to be very, very cool. We're gonna.
Can you hear the nail gun going in?
I actually can, and they're probably, you know, putting the last
finished.
Minute
yes.
additions to the studio. But it's going to be really neat because you'll be able to go inside the archives in a deeper experience than you would really anywhere else on property. So
it's going to be fantastic. How the Archive Studio is going to work is it's going to take you back there on the back side of the property, mm-hmm. almost close to the stables. And what you'll do is you'll go into this 200-seat theater, and you'll be able to sit down and enjoy a presentation that will essentially be tailor-made for the time period. So if we're talking about, say it's Christmas time, we may have a Christmas card that Elvis sent to folks or received from another celebrity, along with maybe a gift he received from the Memphis Mafia,
right.
because they always got together and bought him a gift. And you might have a receipt or a check that Elvis wrote when he gave away $1,000 or more to a local charity around the holidays. So they're going to be timed. Or if there's an anniversary of a movie, we might have a show tailor-made for that special anniversary. So it's always going to be changing. You may not ever see the same show twice, because there are so many things in our archives that we don't have on display at Graceland. Less than a third of our collection is actually on display.
It's truly amazing just to think that, you know, we can create so many different shows about Elvis.
Right.
One person. He did so much, and we have so much to offer and to show everybody. But on top of that, let's just talk about Elvis Week for a minute, because it's going to be here in just a few days, and we're tying up loose ends and getting ready for the first couple events.
I am so excited.
Are you?
I am, because we've got a lot of unique, fun, new things happening, like the acapella
Elvis
event. Oh, acapella
is going to be great.
I feel like we talk about it every week.
It's so unique, brand new event. These guys are so talented. Even one group is from Memphis.
Yes, from Briarcrest. Well, you went to high school.
I did.
Graduate.
So I'm very close to them. But, you know, it's not a contest. I don't want people to think they're competing against each other. It's just a show. They're just showcasing their talents.
They are, and they will eventually be singing one song together.
Yes.
And it's a very good song, but you'll have to come to hear which one.
And there's four opportunities. They're doing four shows.
They are. And it's going to be fantastic. A unique showcase of Elvis music sung by a cappella groups, no instruments allowed.
It's pretty impressive. So you got to get down here for that. Also, I mean, we love working with the Memphis Redbirds. So we're going to have Elvis Night at the Redbirds. That's one of the first events during Elvis Week. We're also ETA contest. It's coming
back. ETA contest. Of course, fan favorites, the Insiders Conference here at Graceland, which will feature a variety of folks, including Jerry Schilling, who was just added to the lineup.
I haven't seen Jerry in so long.
I haven't seen Jerry in forever either.
He's coming.
Jerry's going to drop by. He's going to be in town. And of course, Conversations on Elvis will feature a visit from Priscilla Presley herself.
Yep. And that event sold out.
It is sold out.
Which is pretty incredible.
So if you want to be sure that you can make it in to see the Elvis Insiders event and a variety of other events, be sure and go to elvisweek.com right now to get your tickets to make sure you've got a seat before these events sell out. So it should be really exciting. Of course, the Candlelight Vigil the evening of August 15th, starting at 8:30. They shut down Elvis Presley Boulevard to through traffic starting at 6 p.m.
Yep.
And, of course, the vigil starts at 8:30, and the processional up to the gravesite will take place well into the wee hours of the morning on the 16th.
This is my eighth Elvis Week.
8 years.
I know, right?
I remember when you came aboard.
And I I get goosebumps every time. I mean, I know we're running around working and, you know, trying to make sure everything's taken care of. But, you know, there's just certain moments that you have where you stop and you're going, this is truly incredible. And so I still get goosebumps every single year. Never gets old.
It's truly an event, an experience. If you've never been to the vigil before, it's just one of those things that is truly unforgettable. So make your plans to be here and join us. And if you can't join us in person, one of the events that you can participate in from long distance is the auction at Graceland.
Yeah, the auction.
And so if you're listening now, you can actually already bid at liveauctioneers.com. And of course, you'll be able to watch the auction as it happens live. But you can bid now. And of course, if you're showing up during Elvis Week and want to be a serious bidder, you can actually get in the room and do the live bidding, which would really make me nervous. I don't want to hold that paddle up.
I know, because I would absolutely bid on something and know, oh, I don't have the money to do that.
What if I like sneezed and like raised my paddle up, and then like I like buy something for $5,000? They might be mad at me.
They might. Then they'll just have to take it out of your paycheck.
My paycheck ain't that big, okay? I wish it was.
Well, it is going to be really cool, and you can actually see the items on liveauctioneers.com. And one of my favorites is the Lionhead pendant.
That's a beautiful piece.
I mean,
really
I think that's going to be a hot item because...
It really is.
I mean, Elvis actually wore it in his visit to President Nixon.
He
when
sure
he went to
did.
The White House.
And one of the items that is receiving a lot of attention, a lot of bids so far, is a piece of furniture, one of the chairs.
Really? Wait, is it the yellow one?
The yellow chair.
I like that chair.
A lot of folks have already been bidding on that online.
Wow.
It's already received a couple dozen bids already.
I wonder why. Is it like photographed with Elvis, or
no,
it's just a really pretty piece of furniture?
I wonder. Some people, when they buy these auction items, they don't put it under glass. Some people use them, so
it's true.
It's a piece that people may want to actually put in their house,
huh?
And not.
Are you gonna bid on it because you've been adding furniture to your house?
I have been adding furniture. I need two more chairs for my house, but unfortunately, the gold 70s chair will not fit with my present day
decor. I was going to say, and maybe an auction's probably not the best place to get it.
And plus, I can't afford it.
Well, okay. There you go. That too. What else? I mean, I feel like we've got so much going on.
We really do have a lot going on. I know we cut last week's show a little short, and we just had to go because there's so much to do.
I know, we just had to go.
But we got to go.
I mean, listen, Elvis Week is going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
And if you're not going to be able to be here, we're going to have daily updated videos online at ElvisWeek.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. We're all over the internet. So please join us either here or afar.
All right. That wraps up this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. We'll see you next week for our special Elvis Week edition. Alicia, are you excited?
Oh, I'm very excited.
All right, let's get ready. We'll see you guys next week.